Seated upon one of Lanka's high defense walls, Hanuman suddenly spied a large grove of Ashoka trees on the outskirts of town that he had not yet explored. Hanuman resolved to continue his search. He first offered obeisances to Ram, Lakshman, and the principal demigods, and then Hanuman leaped from the defensive wall into the Ashoka grove. Hanuman roamed about within the grove for some time and then climbed a tall tree in order to gain a better view. From the treetop, Hanuman could see a mountain stream cascading down into a nearby lotus pond. Surrounded by flowering trees, this idyllic garden seemed the perfect place to find Sita, and so Hanuman decided to remain stationed in the treetop in the hopes that Sita would come there to take her morning bath and perform her devotional duties. Gazing in another direction, Hanuman sighted a lofty temple supported by 1,000 pillars and situated within a nearby garden. In front of the temple sat a woman dressed in a single, dirty, worn-out, fine yellow cloth. She appeared emaciated from fasting, and because of her anguish, she sighed heavily again and again. Although her face was wet with tears, displaying anxiety and exhaustion, she nonetheless shone with a divine radiance, looking like a smoke-covered fire, and she was surrounded by many Rakshasis. Hanuman recognized her to be the very woman he saw earlier being carried away by Ravana, and likewise he detected that the ornaments she wore matched the description of those given by Ram. Hanuman gazed at the woman's full moon face, her graceful eyebrows, her full breast, her bright red lips, her slender waist, her lotus petal eyes, her delicate symmetrical limbs, and thus Hanuman concluded that she must be Sita. Although as lovely as the goddess of love, she sat upon the ground like an ascetic practicing penances. Appearing most glorious, she suffered acute anguish, and thus she appeared like a sacred text misinterpreted, like wealth squandered, like faith shattered, like hope frustrated, like ideals impeded, like intellect corrupted, or like fame blackened. Hanuman began thinking, this must be the woman who Ram loves and for whom he suffers, sometimes feeling pity, sometimes tenderness, and sometimes grief. Pity for the dear one whom he failed to protect. Tenderness for the woman who was solely dependent upon him, and grief at suddenly losing his beloved wife. Indeed, Sita's grace and beauty resemble that of Ram himself. She is certainly worth the trouble of jumping over to Lanka and killing all the Rakshasas. Why, if Sita were placed on one side of a scale and the sovereignty of the three worlds on the other side, the latter would not measure even a fraction of Sita's worth. Oh, it is so painful to see how Sita suffers at the hands of Ravana. And still, I know that because of remaining absorbed in thoughts of Ram, she cannot perceive her external suffering. Just then, the moon rose to help Hanuman observe Sita and the dangerous Rakshasis guarding her. Some of these Rakshasis had only one eye or ear. One had ears all over her body, and another had a nose in the middle of her forehead. Some were bald, and some were dwarfs. Some were hunchbacks, and some had lips that hung down to their chins. Some had heads that resembled boars, deer, camels, tigers, or horses. Others had only a single hand or foot, while other Rakshasis had heads that were sunken into their bodies like Kabanda, and most had meat and blood smeared over their bodies. Hanuman wept tears of joy upon finding Sita. Remaining concealed atop the Ashoka tree, he watched her as the night passed away.